In Yemen, a military source says fighters loyal to the country's Ansarullah movement have captured the presidential palace in the capital, Sana'a. Meanwhile, local media say that U.S. drones have been seen flying in the sky of the capital city. The renewed fighting comes as the president and Houthi advisors were holding negotiations. Thousands in Cameroon and Nigeria have been forced to flee their homes in fear of Boko Haram attacks. More than 10,000 Cameroonians are fleeing border regions for safer locations. Hundreds of Nigerians have also fled their homes near the town of Baga after a warning from Boko Haram. A drone has flown over the French presidential palace in Paris. This follows a string of similar drone sightings over France's nuclear facilities. The unmanned aircraft hovered a few seconds over the palace before being spotted by police guarding the building. The Paris prosecutor's office has started a probe into the incident. The Bahraini human rights activist Nabil Rajab has been sentenced to 6 months in jail over remarks that the Al Khalifa regime deems insulting. In October, Rajab posted comments on reports about military defectors fighting alongside the ISIL in Iraq. International rights groups have urged Manama to drop charges against them. Moscow has denied Kiev's accusations that Russia had sent hundreds of its troops over the border into eastern Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry slammed the allegations as absolute nonsense and hallucination. He said the alleged deployment of the Russian army across the Russia-Ukraine border does not stand up to any criticism. Days after the Israeli airstrike in Syria killed six Hezbollah fighters and an Iranian military commander, Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps warns Tel Aviv should await a crushing response. The IRGC commander, Major General Mohammad Ali Jafari, says that Tehran will increase its support for resistance fighters in the region. The Syrian forces have foiled a bomb attack in the central city of Palmyra. A bomber with an explosive belt tried to attack a military checkpoint, but the Syrian army killed him before he could carry out his mission. Meanwhile, the army has arrested a group of dealers smuggling drugs to militants.